Veteran civil rights leader Dorothy Height passed away this morning. She was 98 years old. Height was the chairwoman of the National Council of Negro Women, where she focused on racial and gender equality and strategized with other leaders of the movement, including the Reverend Martin Luther King. Here she is speaking on NPR's show Tell Me More.
There are people in every group who know what is right and who want to move, and they just need some kind of direction and some kind of feeling that other people are with them.
Joining us now, her dear friend and colleague, Charles Evers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Charles, sad news about Dorothy Height today, but this definitely was a woman who lived a full life and a useful life. Can you remind us of what kind of role she played in the civil rights movement that have had lasting effects until today?
I think, first of all, she was one of the few women who stood up when it was when we really needed women to stand up and was fighting for the rights of women, particularly. And she along with Fannie Lou Hamer and a few other women who just were determined to make sure that women had equal rights. You know, back in the old days, women were just like blacks or Negroes that we may have been. They had no rights at all. And Dorothy was the one who just said, no, 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 we're not going to continue to live like this. And she organized different organizations. And she was up there with Martin and all of them. She was just out there, and she won the greatest women I've known. And we were just together last November out in Vegas, and she was very, very weak then, but she was still Dorothy Height. She was still fighting for the rights of people. What I loved about her, it wasn't about colored people, Negroes or black, it was about people, period, particularly women.
You know, you talked about how tireless she was, and the clip that we played was from 2008. And she talked often about the fact that she couldn't retire because the fight wasn't over. In fact, she was still sitting in the office at the National Council of Negro Women at the age of 96. She still said she had stuff she wanted to get done.
Well, yes, even last November she was in Vegas representing the Negro Council of Women with us. I had to be vice chairman of the World Council of Mayors, and we had our meeting in Vegas last. She was right there with us.
So she had a huge influence on presidents all the way from Eisenhower up to President Obama. They listened to her.
Yes, indeed, because she was very close, I believe, to Mrs. Roosevelt, I believe it was.
But she was respected. Can you kind of tell me about how people viewed her as kind of a reasoned advocate, or was she seen as more of a passionate, louder voice?
I think, first of all, she was she never got married. One thing, she had that problem. So she was a fighter, and she fought for the rights of women. Her main thing was women's rights, and women at those back in those days had no one fighting for them. And she did, and they began to watch her and observe her and support her. And then after the women got with them, all men got behind her, and she was just a great leader. And she'd be well missed, but her work would never be forgotten.
Okay, Charles Evers, remembering the work of Dorothy Height, the venerable civil rights leader who passed away this morning at the age of 98.